Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Fishermen find mystery woman floating at sea and discover she'd been missing for 2 years. Written by Bailey Sizemore. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Divine intervention leads fishermen to find a mystery woman floating at sea and realize that she's been missing for 2 years. Rolando Visbal and his friend Gustavo were experiencing engine problems on their boat, and they nearly decided not to go fishing that day. But divine intervention was at work, and their delayed start put them directly in the path of a poor woman in desperate need of saving. If we hadn't had the problem with the spark plug on Friday, we would have gone fishing that day, and the woman would be dead at sea, he said. Imagine being out on your boat, more than a mile from land, when you spy what looks like a log in the water. As your eyes glance over the object, a hand reaches up from the water and gives a feeble, desperate wave. This is what happened to Rolando and Gustavo that day, and the two men were stunned at what they were seeing. They threw a life preserver ring toward the woman, who put it around herself with her last remaining energy. As hyperthermia set in, this final exertion seemed to take its toll, and the woman became unresponsive. As it turned out, the woman, Angelica Gayton, had been in the water for more than 8 hours when the fishermen found her. She was floating in waters known for having a large shark population, and shared that she could repeatedly feel the shark's fins brushing up against her. Her saving grace came finally when she was on her last leg in the form of the two fishermen. The men, not quite believing what they were seeing, filmed the rescue that went viral. There were some issues when they tried to pull the unconscious woman safely onto the boat, but they were able to get her out of the water. Once she was on the boat, the woman was offered some water, and she became responsive. But due to her state, she was barely able to speak with her rescuer and the emergency team. When the fishermen started to ask her questions, she became emotional and physically upset. Once she was able to speak, Angelica shared, "I was born again. God did not want me to die." Rolando added, "So it turns out that I didn't catch any fish that day either, but I fished a life. I think this was God's purpose." Angelica had been missing for 2 years when she was pulled from the water that day. Her family, happy to hear she'd been found, immediately made arrangements to reunite with Angelica and get her the medical attention she needed. The name Angelica means angelic, and she definitely had a guardian angel watching over her. Thank God for putting those two heroes in her path to save her life that day.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Heroic off-duty firefighter uses final moments to save three girls as his 10-year-old daughter watches. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Off-duty firefighter Savad Johnson was enjoying a day at the river with his 10-year-old daughter when he spotted three girls in trouble. The brave dad wasted no time jumping in to save them. Sadly, though, it cost him his life. Sergeant Savad Johnson and his 10-year-old daughter took a trip together to Belle Isle, a 982-acre island park in the Detroit River. But when the off-duty firefighter heard someone shouting that three girls were drowning, he knew he had to do something. As a 26-year veteran of the Detroit Fire Department, saving lives is just what Sergeant Johnson does. Zavod handed his keys and wallet to his daughter Hayden and took off running toward the emergency. He and another Good Samaritan dove into the Detroit River and swam to the three girls in danger. The rescuers succeeded in getting the girls to safety, but somewhere in the midst of the rescuers, authorities believed a rip current dragged the off-duty firefighter to his death. As soon as Hayden realized her dad hadn't emerged from the river with the rest of the folks, she called 911. Her grandfather came and picked her up while crews searched for Sergeant Johnson. Tragically, the next day, his body was discovered and his drowning confirmed. The tragic death of off-duty firefighter Sergeant Zavod Johnson hit his family hard. But it wasn't just his immediate family who mourned. His extended family at the Detroit Fire Department felt the loss deeply, too. In fact, when the recovery crew brought Sergeant Johnson's body to the hospital, there were about 10 fire companies waiting there to salute him. "I would say there was not a dry eye in the house," said the Deputy Fire Commissioner, Dave Fornell. "I've never seen as many firefighters as emotional as this. He was almost bigger than life. He just moved a lot of people." The Deputy Fire Commission explained how Zavod Johnson was more than just a firefighter. To many of his colleagues, he was a mentor and a teacher who made their careers. "He was just a magnificent man, soft-spoken, caring, truly a great human being," said Eric Jones, the Detroit Fire Commissioner. "He was always a hero to me," said Zavod's brother, Jamal Johnson. And now, Sergeant Zavod Johnson is a hero to many more people. Because of this off-duty firefighter's sacrifice, three lives were saved. And the community is already chipping in to take care of the wife and two daughters he left behind. Let us all lift them up in prayer during this difficult time. Greater love has no man than this, that a man gives up his life for his friends. John 15:13.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.